Tatsal, Bezonte. Chatseru shal akum harayu kedir shal behem. Said already that the chatser of the goy doesn't have a din of a dira, me ikr hadin, and therefore really he shouldn't ask for anybody. I v'hanan tzanan adorim akum b'chatser harizeh usrola. My submission says that what's it called, that he does aser. So why should he aser? He's part in the chatser, it's like he's not there. And therefore, the only ones you have to worry about the Jews. If they made an Eruv, why should his chelik aser on them if it's kedir shal behem? Or it says, lo kasha, ha de isse ha de lesse. When is his house considered like nothing if he's not there? But if he is there, then what's it called? Then it's considered a bona fide house. The Gemara says, Microsoft. Right? So now there's another prat here. If he's there or not there makes a difference. Ikasover, dira below bailum, shema dira, that the dira is considered a dira even if the person's not there, then I feel akum nami nitsa. So then even the goy should be awesome. Even if he's not there. The ikasover, dira below bailum, lo shema dira, and if you hold that a dira without the person there is not considered a dira. Dira has to be when the person's there. But if he's not there, it's just an empty house. That's not called a dira. Then I feel Yisrael nami lo nitzah. Then a Jew shouldn't aser either. We know that's not true. The Jew, even if he went away for Shabbos, but he never did, wasn't part of the Eruv, then he asers on the other people. His house asers on the other people. His chelik in the chotzer, even though he's not there. So why by a goy does it make a difference if he's there or he's not there? Manasha. Right? If you hold that the dira below Bailin is considered a dira, then it should apply even to a Jew. And if it's not considered a dira, it shouldn't apply even to a goy. Shmuel says, La'olam kesover dira v'lo bayom lo shmo dira. Right, v'Yisrael d'chi yisei osar ki leisei gozru be'rabonan. Right, a Jew who me'ikr ha-din asers when he's there. Right, because his dira is considered a dira. So me'ikr ha-din, what's it called, he asers when he's there. Therefore, when he's not there, they made a gzera. That he asers even when he's not there, mishum gzera. Akum dechi isa gzera shemi yilomid mimaisa, but an akum, even when he's there, his dira is not considered a dira. It's only because of a gzera, because we don't want you to live with koyim. So therefore, when he's not there, kilesa lo asar, because then it's a gzera lo gzera. The whole reason why we asher when the Jew isn't there is not because dira, what's it called, below bayla mishmei dira. It's really not a dira. But it's a gzera because of when he would be there. So here, the whole reason when he's there by a goy is only for a gzera. So you don't make a gzera look gzera. Sirashi, Omar Mar, Harayu Kedir Shal Behema, Denochri Lo Osir Midi. Really, a goy doesn't asher anything. The Chidar Yisrael Gabei, Ko Omar Reb Meir, the Yisrael Osir Abeso Shal Akum, Aval Akum Enu Osir Abeso Shal Yisrael. Right, and when a Jew lives, what's it called, by a goy, right, there a mayor holds that the Jew ashers on the house of the goy. In other words, now the house of the goy becomes somebody who needs an Eruv. But the goy himself can asher on the house of a Jew. Moses Hodel Lesi La Akum Lo Osa. Where the goy is not there for Shabbos, then he doesn't asher. But if there's another Jew who lives there, then the goy's house is also because of the gzeir. Hachi garsina lo olam kesover dira below bailam lav shmadir. Yisrael dechi isay osa mishum dira de dira sisor shmadir. When the Jew is home, right, he asers because that's the ikur din of an eruv. Ki lase gazur rabbanim mishum ki isay. So when he's not there, the Rabbanim made a gzera that if we matter him not being part of the Eruv, when he's not there, people we matter him when he is, they matter him being not part of the Eruv and carry from the houses into the chotzer even when he's not there, even when he is there. Aval akum dafilu ki isay lav shmadira, elam yishum shemi yolame, but a goy, the whole reason that he asters anything is only because of the gzera, therefore when he's, that's only when he's there. But if he's not there, which would be a gzera of gzera, we don't do it. Shmura says the chilese lo asa, and that's true, Taka, that when the goy is not there, he doesn't asa. V'hashnan ha-miniach is beso, v'holach lo lishbos bi'ir acheres, echod nochri v'echod Yisrael osu, divrei meir. That if the person leaves his house for Shabbos, and he goes to spend Shabbos in a different city, both the goy and the Jew asa.
So we, the Jew, we understand, because Gzeira, because when he'll be there.
But why the Goy? The Goy, we said that there's no Gzeira, because Gzeira is Gzeira. So why is the Goy Aser? Asum da'asi b'yomei. It's talking about he's going to come back on Shabbos. And therefore, since he's going to come on Shabbos, he'll Aser there, they Aser him the whole time. Rashi da'asi b'yomei, shehalach l'makam karo, v'yavo bo b'yom. The Yisharis lu kodem sheyavo metalkli nomei akar sheyavo. V'lo maski adatai. Will be matter him to carry when he's not there. Right? Then there'll be matter him to carry when he is there too, when he comes back. And that, even though it seems to be Gzeira, that's all one Gzeira. They made the Gzeira on the Goy when he's there, right? And also when he could conceivably be there. But they didn't make a Gzeira to the Gzeira when he's not there at all. Lashon Acher, Hachi Garcin. Rashi means another Lashon, but he, the Maisha says it's not... It's not a valid lashon. Im yesham Yisrael acher, shedor Yisrael im Yisrael acher bebayis echad. This gives us like this: if there's another Jew, not in another house, but there are two Jews living in the same house, hari zeha akum osra lov, shahachi shchiyat dayu. People live together with goyim if there's two people, even if they're not in two houses. The reisha itani hariyuk kedir shal behema beYisrael hador yechidima. That reisha, this is a different, completely different gemara than we have. Right, the Gemara asked the Kasha Lechora, why does the Goy Aser if his house is like a deer shell behema? And the Gemara says that it only doesn't Aser when it's only one Jew and Goy. But if there's two Jews, even in one house, then it's Aser. Because one Jew is not Shchia, that he should have like that. Aser Belezer, the Mamer, Ad Shiv Dorin B'Shnei Batim. And Belezer argues, and so even Rav Meir holds, you have to have two Jews, according to this Lashon. But Reb Meir holds that the two Jews could be in the same house. And Reb Lesser came along and said, no, the two Jews have to be in two separate houses in order to answer. Mishin Hachi Moslin Reb Meir, and that's what we ask on Reb Meir. Right? It would be a Chidi Lo Asar. Right? Even one Jew doesn't ask according to Reb Meir, but it's not. The Efshel Omar came. Rashi can't say that. To Hamashninen Hadi Isay Hadalese. And then the Gemara answers on this Kasha, it depends if he's there or he's not there. The Kiman Dvalese Mokminen Lokiye Shom Yisrael Acher. Darim im chaver of abayis, my time are also akum. Right? Lechora, if it's talking in a case where there's another Jew living together with this guy, right? Then if the goy is not there, why don't we just leave it on the regular halacha? Vehod the betosef the hachi garsinan the yesham Yisrael acher hariza oser mitnei shuke chatzero. The high oser ba'akum kamar my mitnei shuke chatzero. Now, it's not because of it's like his chaser, it's because he shouldn't learn from the goy. But oh, the time we should shemi alamid, right? Not because of that reason. So Rashi says this lashon anyway he can't learn, so we're not going to spend too much time going into what it could have been. Okay. But Rashi said there's another lashon here. Nice, it's not shy to say. Okay. Omer of Yehuda Omer Shmua. Halacha Rav Elezer ben Yaakov. So Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmua, the halacha is like Rav Elezer ben Yaakov. Rav Huna Omar Minik Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Rav Yochanan Omar Nohagu Amk Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. See, we actually say what's the difference, whether the halach is like him, or the minik is like him, or the people were knowing like him. Okay, Rashi. Halacha, the darshina leva pirka barada. You teach people openly that this is the halacha, like Rav Elazar, that one Jew and the Goyim don't ask it. You need at least two Jews in two different houses. Minik, that's the first day. The second day is that minik, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. The pirkalo darshin. We don't teach it publicly. It's only a minik. So publicly, we don't teach that the halacha is like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. But, if somebody comes to ask a shayla, we tell him the halacha is like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. The bal lishon. Manda omer noagu, oruye nomi lamorinim. The one noagu is only that we let people do it b'diyevet. We don't teach them this is halacha. Aval i'avdi lo machinim b'yodayim. But if they do it, we're not mocha. So that's the machlokas. Is the halacha like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov? Is it just a minig? But lamaisa, if somebody comes to ask a shayla, we tell them that's what the minig is. Or just noagu, people did it, and therefore we don't stop them from doing it. But lechatchila, we're machmer like Rav Meir. Omer Abaye le Rav Yossi. Kaimelo mishnas Rav Elazar ben Yaakov kavinaki. Right? The Omer of Yehuda Meshmuel halacha Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Right. So, have a cloud that Mishnah Sobel Ezra ben Yaakov Kavdenaki. Rashi says Kavdenaki. Kaimalon be Yavamos Perik Acholish Besofei Mishnah Sobel Ezra ben Yaakov Kavdenaki. Klomer ben Komos Muadim. Kav means there's only a few places that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is mentioned in the Mishnah. Muska ben Mishnah. Aval Nakihu. The halacha Komos of the Chomakov. But it's clear the halacha wherever he's mentioned, the halacha is like him. And that's what Shmuel Saka said, the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Umashin the pshitel on the hachi ilkasa. It's pashit. That's the halacha because of this cloud. What's it called? Mishnah Sir Belezer Kav Vinaki. Others learn Kav doesn't mean that what's it called, that it's only a small amount of times, because it's not limited to the Mishnah. From Rashi, with this cloud only applies to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is mentioned in the Mishnah, not in the Braisa. There's only a few times Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is mentioned in the Mishnah. The Rach, I think, says, or the Oruch, says that Kav Vinaki is, there's 102 times, Kav, where Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is mentioned, Bichlal, in Mishnayos or Braisas. And Allah is like him in every case, whether it's a Mishnah or a Braisa. Okay. So now the Gemara says like this. Mahu lo ruye b'mokam rabo. Since it's so poshut, the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, are you allowed to pasken that shaila in the presence of your rab, like within the vicinity where he has authority? Because in the halacha is you're not allowed to be mora halacha b'fnei rabo. So you're allowed to pasken this since it's such an obvious thing, it's not considered a psak. Omer le afilu beyas of the kutcha. Bo minem Rav Chizda Koshani de Rav Hunda v'lo Ori. Even where Rashi learns Beis of the Kusha, Rashi says Beitz Oli Ochla Bekutach Sheish Bo Nisuvei de Chelba the Milz of the Pshita. Right? If you're allowed to eat eggs with milk, no Shaya. That's a double caution. And that in the times that what's it called that his Rebbe was still around, right, as long as Rav Hunda was around, Rav Chizda never answered a Shaya like that. Even a double caution. There was no Shaya. He still didn't answer. So you see that it's not just something that it's a chiddush, but something that's poshut, you're not allowed to paskin either. Rashi, ma'u lo roi tam makum rabo, kivin de lo talya b'svara, umilsa pshitahu. It's not something that depends on svara. You could say that it's a chutzpah for the Talmud to say his svara is in the place where the rab has authority. Shari, o duma chutzpahu, or maybe no, it's still a chutzpah to paskin. So we see from here that it's not the case, that even something poshut, you're not allowed to. Tosfos says that it's talking about a special case of eggs that were found inside the chicken, but they're finished. So it's a little bit of a chiddush. There's no chiddush at all, Tosfos holds, you're allowed to paskin b'fnei rabba. If it's something that has absolutely no chiddush at all. But if even there's a small chiddush, right, some kind of chiddush, that's when it's awesome. And they held that, what's it called, the case of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was also a small chiddush. Omer Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba labaya, kigo megillas tainis, dechsiva umancha, mahu lo ruye, right, ba'asri the rabbi. What about megillas tainis? Megillas tainis was the first Torah Shabbat that was written down. So here it's already in writing. Can you paskin that? There's no chance of making mistakes. You can look it up. Omer le lahachi om Rabbi Yosef, afilu beyas of the kutcha, Bo minim Rav Chizda, Koshani de Rav Hunda, Velo Ori. Rav Chizda, Velo Ori. The Maisa, what you call, this is the similar thing. It's something, no Chiddush, it's written down. Still, you don't paskin b'fnei Rabba. Some learn over here also, that Megillus Tainus is talking, where it wasn't something that was written b'feirish, or it was a little bit of a Chiddush, it was something they learned from Megillus Tainus, and therefore, even though it's written, but since it's not mamish written exactly, and there was a little bit of a chiddush, that's why it's awesome. But if it would be written, then it'd be even if there'd be a little bit of a chiddush, but written clearly, then there's a shita that holds that it's mutter. If something is written in a poskim, you can look it up, that you can paskin with nei rabo, because it's not your psak. Anybody can paskin like that, they look it up, and it doesn't need any svaras or whatever. So it's mamish, a written halacha, some hold it's okay. And even if there is a small chiddush, because if there's no chiddush at all, Tosfos holds that what's it called that you can paskin b'fnei rabba. Just for myself, some of these halachas, even though they're not mentioned over here yet, tomorrow we'll get to them. But in any case, we said already this idea of kavanaki. We said beis of the kutchas machlokas Rashi and Tosfos whether it's something that's poshut or there's some kind of chiddush. Okay. And the Ran holds also, even if there's no chiddush at all, like Rashi, still us. And we said that the Shulchan Aruch says anything's written already in the poskim. There's no Isser Horah, right? And the Drisha asks from the Argamar, it's Masri, even though Megillus Tainus was written down, still it was also to be Mora, right? So he says either that Megillus Tainus, there was a Chiddush, right? Or it wasn't something that was Mamish written. The Megillus Tainus is written, but what they were inferring from it wasn't 100% written. But in Echinami, if it's written clearly, then there's no issue of Horah, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch brings down. And the Maisel Lahalacha, Tosfos holds, Tosfos over here speaks about this Halacha, even though it's really not the Ikar Makom. Tosfos says, a Talmud Gomer is not allowed to paskin in place of his Rebbe, even if he's outside of Gimel Parsos. That's called Rachot Mirabo. Now, even if he's not within the place of authority, if the Rebbe's not allowed to pass, only a Talmud Chaver, not a real Talmud, Talmud who's basically and the same status as the Rebbe, but he's a little bit less than him, then he can paskin outside of three parcels, which is considered not Befanov, but Befanov he's not allowed to paskin either. That's what's it called? The Tosfos. The Rashba holds, in the name of the Ravid, that outside of Gimel Parsos, even a Talmud Gomer is allowed to paskin. And even a Talmud Gomer is also, and even a Talmud Chaver is also within Gimel Parsos. And the Rambam holds that a Talmud Gomer is also even Chutzal Gimel Parsos, like Tosfos says, but that's only where he's Koveya himself to paskin. But it's just a one-time thing. Somebody comes and asks him a Shaila, then outside Gimel Parsos he's allowed to paskin. But to be Koveya himself as a Rav, a Posek, even outside Gimel Parsos, if he's a Talmud Gomer, is Osir. And the Aruch HaShulchan says this whole halach only applies to paskening a Shaila. But to argue with his Rebbe, he can argue with his Rebbe, even Befanav, right? He doesn't have to say yes to everything the Rebbe says. He can argue with the Rebbe. He just can't pasken either, even like the Rebbe, surely not like him, what's it called, a Psak Gomor. What he can do with this, he can go back to the Rebbe and argue it out with him. That he's allowed to do. What? Nitan Svara, yeah, but even something that doesn't need a Svara is also the fun of it. Ayas of the Kusva, according to Rashi and the Ram. According to Tosfos, there has to be something here that has some kind of hidden. Yeah, it's clear. It's considered a foot. We learn it. We'll see tomorrow. We learn it from. We learn it from tomorrow. We learn it.